This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
The Kildeser incident. I feel like it's been longer than that, but I guess it's only been a dozen years.
The claim is here on Imgur. I didn't do any research on here, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce this website. I've heard it pronounced Imgur, whatever. It's I-M-G-U-R. For those that are familiar with it, you're very familiar with it, but for those that aren't, it's basically a crappy social networking site that allows you to downvote people and shadow ban them and jump on them. It's kind of like the playground at school is what it's like. You have an opinion somebody disagrees with, they just ban you, essentially. Anyway, this is a great story that somebody put up.
We are on the air, by the way, right now, so welcome to our radio listeners.
Sure. 12 years ago today, Martin Heemeyer and his Kildeser made history by showing what happens when you push a man too far, when his legal recourse is tainted with corruption. The Kildeser was a Komatsu D355A bulldozer fitted with a makeshift armor plating covering the cabin, engine, and parts of the tracks. In places, the armor was over 1 foot thick, consisting of 50,000 PSI quickcrete concrete mix sandwiched between sheets of tool steel acquired from an automotive dealer in Denver to make ad hoc composite armor. This made the machine impervious to small arms fire and resistant to explosives. Indeed, 3 external explosions and more than 200 rounds of ammunition fired at the bulldozer had no effect on it.
Wow.
By the way, there's a part of this story, Ian, that you've gotten wrong for years.
Is that right?
Yeah, so it's at the end, though.
Okay.
In the late 1990s, the Docheff family approached Heemeyer, this is the villain in the story, Heemeyer, I guess, to buy his one remaining muffler shop in order to build a concrete batch plant on the land. It was a matter of public record that Heemeyer had bought the land for $42,000. The Docheff reported that they agreed to buy the land for $250,000, but the deal fell apart when Heemeyer raised the price to $375,000, and reportedly once even mentioned $1 million. Having grown weary of Heemeyer's indecisiveness, the Docheffs went to the Granby City Council and sought to rezone the land surrounding Heemeyer's muffler shop. Heemeyer was involved in the rezoning process from the onset, attending town meetings to ensure that his interests were protected. Nonetheless, in 2001, the town rezoned, town zoning commission and trustees approved the rezoning request. Adding apparent insult to injury, the plan for the concrete plant cut off the only route to his muffler shop. It's hard to believe. How are you going to run a muffler shop without a driveway? The city also fined Heemeyer $2,500 for junk cars on his property and for failing to have his shop hooked up to the sewer line.
So let me see if I've got this straight. Dude who made the Kildeser is Heemeyer.
Yep.
He has a muffler shop. Another guy wants to buy the property.
Yep.
They had come to an agreement, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Heemeyer raises the price.
Yep.
The guy with whom he had agreed on a certain price that was then he was then trying to raise the price on then went to the city council to come at him with government force.
That's correct.
Okay.
Essentially. Going on. Hindered but not yet defeated, Heemeyer set out to remedy the situation using community action, legal maneuvering, and elbow grease. He appealed the zoning commission's decision and gathered signatures from the townsfolk to petition against the plant. He attempted to obtain permission, by the way, a petition against the plant that he was going to sell the property for. By the way, I don't think this guy is particularly a hero. It's just that if you don't leave people alone, this is what happens. I think is the Kildeser is a very instructive story on what happens when a certain type of person is pushed beyond their limit.
Absolutely.
He attempted to obtain permission to install a sewer line under the 8 feet of land owned by the Mountain Park Concrete, but the new owners refused. He went so far as to buy a bulldozer to build a new road that would allow customer access to his muffler shop, but the city council declined to approve his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Many people suspected there were some shady dealings between the concrete plant and the members of the city council, but no actual evidence of illegal goings-on has ever been found. What a surprise. The head gang in town covers their tracks.
Covers their bases.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obvious to anybody who reads this that that's what's going on. Having no recourse, Heemeyer sent the city the $2,500 check to cover the fines, with the word cowards written ominously on the memo line. He then sold the muffler shop property to a trash company and was given 6 months to vacate. Heemeyer set out to work on his new project almost immediately. The Komatsu D-335, I thought it was 355 earlier, for God's sakes, get the story right. A bulldozer.
But he had this bulldozer, so he sold his land and then used some of the proceeds to armor up this thing.
Well, yes, but he had 6 months to vacate the land. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The bulldozer was meant to save his business, was instead moved to the muffler shop. Heemeyer began to make some modifications. He started adding homemade composite armor, cement sandwiched between thick sheets of steel to protect the cab, engine, parts of the tracks.
Now, this sounds like it would take a little while to do.
He had 6 months.
Right. So I wonder, were customers still coming in at that time asking him, hey, what you doing over there?
It was closed down.
Okay.
It was sold. The company was sold.
Right. Okay. So he probably didn't have too many people, if anyone at all, who knew what he was doing.
No. There had been some problems in his family. You'll find that out here. He installed front and rear cameras to feed images to monitors in the cab.
Wow.
Several gun ports were set around the control center. A stockpile of food and water was stored inside, as well as an air tank to help provide air circulation. Throughout the 1.5 years of construction, Heemeyer documented his progress through notes and audio tapes. Because of your anger, because of your malice, because of your hate, you would not work with me. He stated into the tape recordings, I'm going to sacrifice my life, my miserable future that you gave me, to show you that what you did is wrong. He received several visitors at the shop while working on his armored vehicle, Vengeance, and none of them seemed alarmed at the weaponized armor shell atop his earth mover. In the notes, Heemeyer credited a higher power with clouding their vision. On one occasion, he wrote, I was willing to be reasonable until I had to be unreasonable. Sometimes reasonable men must do unreasonable things. I tend to agree with him on that. I suggest that this guy is not reasonable. Like, he's just not a reasonable guy.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he reneged on an agreement, supposedly.
I'll bet he did. I bet he found out that they wanted to expand their plant, and he's like, you know what? I think my property might be 300. Just kept running it up.
Raise the price 50%.
I bet he's no fun at all. But that doesn't mean you steal his land.
Right.
What you do with unreasonable, crazy folks, you leave them alone, let them stew a little while, and they come to their senses.
Mm-hmm.
2004 was a tough year for Heemeyer. His father passed away in March, and he broke off his engagement when he caught his betrothed with another man. The morning of Friday, the 4th of June, was gray and drizzly. Heemeyer mailed his audio tapes to his brother, went to his shop, and climbed into the bulldozer with a half-written list of targets. He used the winch controls to lower the concrete and steel shell onto the top of the vehicle. Nothing short of a crane would be able to lift the 30-ton armored shell off the vehicle once it was in place. With that fateful metal clap, Heemeyer was sealed into a concrete and steel box that he could never escape.
Yep.
At just after 3 p.m., the makeshift
this
tank...
This is well done.
Oh, yeah, it's very well done. It's got pictures and videos, too. Yeah. I'll put it up on the Facebook page. I didn't have a chance since the audio wasn't working.
Yep.
At just after 3 p.m., the makeshift tank tore through the side of his shed and smashed in the Mountain Creek concrete plant.
Ba-bam!
Shortly thereafter, the phones at the 911 response center began to ringing incessantly. A man named Cody Dochev witnessed the destruction in progress and attempted to use a front-end loader to intercept the rampaging bulldozer, but withdrew when he was fired upon from the gun ports of the killdozer.
Whoa. Yeah, see, I didn't know he had attacked the concrete plant.
That's the concrete plant's where all his problems came from, right?
Well, no, it was the city council, and then...
No, this guy's problems came from his head.
But the city council and the concrete guys did definitely create problems for him, I mean, that's for sure. I just remember him going after the city hall or whatever it was, or the police department, at least on the video. So it probably wasn't video at this point when he began his... destructive path. It was later on when the helicopters, the news helicopters, came out.
Within minutes, two buildings and multiple vehicles were eviscerated, and the killdozer rumbled towards the highway into town. The slow-moving bulldozer picked up a parade of emergency vehicle escorts as it approached the city limits. One police SUV was crushed when it strayed too close.
Wow.
Undersheriff Glenn Traynor managed to climb atop the moving bulldozer and used 37 rounds from his service pistol to try and shoot his way in. I think the thing that drove me, he later reported, is that
hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Free trial for household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. New Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of New Biotics away for free. 1-800-981-5276. That's 1-800-981-5276. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-981-5276.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Remember the 5th of June. Apparently.
It's the 4th.
Oh, was it the 4th?
Yeah, sorry.
The killdozer. It was a dozen years ago this week that happened. Where was it? Which
Denver, near Denver?
Denver, Colorado. where a guy armored up a bulldozer that he had purchased and then went on a rampage with it after being pushed over the edge by an intrusive, abusive city council and some people with whom he had some business disagreements with. That we're working with the city council.
The narrative here is just top-notch, too.
Yeah, it's well-written. It's interesting to listen to. We're going to continue it here, but I also want to let you know about The Problem with Political Authority. It is by Michael Humer, and it examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, Humer decides that no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer, you can get it at Amazon and at all major bookstores. As we continue here, our toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE and also Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. We're talking about the killdozer. There's other things in the news from today that we'll certainly get to here, but you were inspired to share this here tonight.
I just think it's a great narrative. And
it's a sad narrative.
Yeah, well, it's well written is what I mean. And it's important to know that actions are not without consequence. There are many people that just consider this guy to be a complete villain, but you know, if the city council and the zoning committee and whatever hadn't messed with this man and stolen his property from him and just completely messed around with him, then this wouldn't have happened.
Did they steal his property? I thought they cut him off and then he ended up selling it.
Well, how's he going to run a muffler shop without a driveway?
Yeah, they basically destroyed his, what is it? What do they call it when you have a right of access?
Right of way,
yeah.
Yeah, and all because he was, you know, he was.
Sounds a little ornery.
Yeah, it sounds like he wasn't negotiating in good faith with somebody who wanted to buy his property, who was better connected than he was. And that's what the state is. It's an organization of people that reward their friends and punish their enemies. Well, they rewarded the wrong people and punished the wrong person at this point. Going on, after he's now crushed that building of the people that...
The concrete plant.
Yeah, the concrete plant
door.
That wanted to buy his property, he's now turned his attention towards moving into town. Parade of emergency vehicles escorted him as he approached the city limits, and one police SUV was crushed when it strayed too near. Undersheriff Glenn Traynor managed to climb atop the moving bulldozer, used 37 rounds from his service pistol to try and shoot his way in. I think the thing that drove me, he later reported, is that I knew that killing him behind the wheel was the only way that we were going to be able to stop this thing. When Heemeyer and his killdozer arrived in town, the Granby police were waiting for him. Against the armored behemoth, however, the lawmen were powerless. When it became clear that the armor was impervious to bullets, the police tried explosives. Where do they have explosives?
They're the police. Of course they have explosives.
But they, too, were without effect. Lawmen kept the sides and tried to vacate anyone from the killdozer's path. The local police utilized the reverse 911 system to call residents and warn them of the approaching danger. News helicopters filmed the unfolding violence from above. The over-encumbered vehicle was obviously difficult to control and swerved widely through the streets, but Heemeyer was still able to seek out and hit his specific targets. The bulldozer effortlessly demolished cars and buildings, including the home of the former mayor. The office of the newspaper that sided against him in the editorial.
Ooh.
And the businesses of a former city councilman and the city hall. Despite the destruction of property, no people had been injured or killed. The Granby police requisitioned an industrial scraper to pit heavy equipment against heavy equipment. But the killdozer merely shoved a lighter adversary aside, just moves it. By the way, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near this thing. Even if the cab's tens of feet away from the killdozer, he can still shoot. He's got gun ports in this thing.
Yep, that's right.
In about an hour of mayhem, the bulldozer had demolished 13 structures and was en route to his next target. Gamble's Hardware. The damage from small arms and the extra weight of the armor were taking its toll on the vehicle, however. The radiator had sprung a leak. The killdozer was losing horsepower. As the fatigue machine crashed through the wall of the hardware store, the floor beneath the beast broke, and the front end of the bulldozer fell into a shallow basement. The engine struggled, but it could not power itself out of the pit. As SWAT teams surrounded the wounded killdozer, one of the members reported hearing a single muffled gunshot from within the cab. The vehicle didn't move again, ending a rampage that lasted 2 hours and 7 minutes and cost $7 million in damage. In order to prevent rampage admirers from collecting killdozer memorabilia, the dozer was dismantled and its parts were scattered among the many separate scrapyards. Doesn't that just sound medieval to you? Well, we're going to dismember it and shove it up in a bunch of different scrapyards so nobody who supports these people that just hate our power can possibly get themselves a little gear piece or a piece of metal from this abominable machine that stood in our way of our glorious power to ruin people's lives.
Why is it that I remember video footage? Maybe it was something else. I remember a video, maybe it was from a movie or something like that. I have a memory of this killdozer or whatever it was running up against a median in the street and getting caught up on that.
I remember something like that too, but I think that might have been a different vehicle.
Huh.
This has happened more than once.
Has it?
Yeah, because I remember the footage you're talking about. Something did get caught.
Okay.
But I think that was in the 90s.
So that was it?
Yep, and he's the one who's tried and failed to influence an uncaring government, cannot help but feel a twinge of admiration for the extreme measures taken by Marvin Heemeyer. Happy Killdozer Day, Imgur.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And just to reiterate, he didn't actually kill anybody. The only person who died...
No, he's the crush dozer.
What's that?
It's the crush dozer.
Right. Killdozer, I don't think is the name he came up with. I think
no.
That was the media
yes.
who came up with that. But he didn't actually kill anybody except for himself. He offed himself at the very end. And it didn't sound like that was really his intention, was to kill anyone. He just wanted to get back at the various different people that he felt had wronged him, and many of whom probably did wrong this guy.
Yeah, I don't celebrate what he did to fight back because I don't think he changed anything.
No, he sure didn't.
I don't think that City Hall and zoning commissions really think that much about what could possibly happen because this is really a one in a million circumstance. Only one in a million men will spend the kind of time to build a machine like this so that he can, you know, take exact vengeance against all these people. So I don't support this, but I understand. I understand fully.
If you want to join us here and share your thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of your these airwaves here. Tell us your thoughts. Reflect on the killdozer. And join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Live Sunday edition, of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com.
You could have missed the deadline for getting insurance this year. They've made it very, very difficult. You can't just do it on the last day. Well, you can, but you're probably going to have to get a hold of Liberty Health Share. They've got the answer for you if you've missed the healthcare deadline. They offer an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalties and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you the freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. Or you can find that number at libertyhealthshare.org. And you just go there and request a free estimate. libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Then coming up, some pretty entertaining video. We'll give you the audio feed from it because that's really where the entertainment comes from, where a man confronts revenue agents from the city of New York. These revenue agents It's their job to go through your garbage and find recycling violations. And he get these guys get, because there's multiple agents and one man with a camera. We'll play that audio for you here in moments. But first, Sarah is listening in New Mexico to Kiva. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to comment about what you said about, like, 500 people were killed by police shooting every year. And it's about the same number as our soldiers got killed in the Iraq War.
Yes, it's actually more than that.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere just shy of 1,000.
I don't know what the average. I mean, I'm just quoting. I mean, I'm just going by what you told me all roundabout. Yeah. But the thing is, you know me.
I don't know.
Last year we killed 4,800 people by automobiles. So last year it was like 9 times the 500. So I mean, to me, the public safety hazard is the automobiles, but everybody's very numb to it.
Well, there's no doubt that driving a car or being in a car is a dangerous activity. It is full of risk, but life is full of risk. And in order to do things in life, you generally have to take risks. Otherwise, you'll just be all wrapped up in your own home and you'll never go anywhere. Of course, a lot of accidents happen in the home, too. So you're even at risk when you're in your own home of bad things occurring. So really, this is nothing new. It's not like this year cars are more dangerous than they've ever been. Cars have always been very, very dangerous. Arguably, the safety features are better now than they've ever been. But, you know, there's not much that can save you from a T-boning.
Well, you know something? I just want, you know, the 9/11, it scared people so much of flying, so they drove more. But it's like, yep, 800 more people got killed by car. So that's like almost 6 airplanes. Let's say,
yeah, you're much more likely to get into a car accident than you are to have an airplane crash or be taken over by a terrorist.
Let's also be clear here, Sarah, that it's not just 9/11 that scared people from flying, but the TSA touching their children's genitals.
Right,
that probably scares them off a little bit, too.
The intrusion and the intrusiveness of the TSA.
It's not the airplane flight. It's the stop off in East Germany on the way.
The inconvenience of it as well. The incredibly long lines. We've seen stories recently with lines as long as 1.5 to 2 hours just to get through the security checkpoint. People will say, you know, screw it, we'll take the car. And at least in the car, you can stop off and, you know, grab some food at the restaurant of your choice.
The only way to eliminate the car is to use the state as your means to eliminate it, right? Like, all you can do is get the biggest, most powerful gang in a given geographic area to stop people from using it.
That's not
going to
happen.
And that's, well, it's not going to happen, but if it did, let's understand that the state was the killingest thing in the 20th century.
That's
the most deadly organization, more deadly than heart disease, are governments, because governments kill. That's what they do. So, the only solution to the problem of cars is a problem that kills more people.
Well, you know, how is the automatic sensor cameras and sensor brakes in the front and the back? I was told that it's going to be a built-in standard feature, like, really soon, like in 2 years or 4 years.
I would think so.
I'm just looking forward to that. You know,
yep,
that should cut down, like, half of the accident. It's going to be, like, seatbelt and airbags. So, I mean, I hope.
Meaning if the car detects that you're getting too close to something, it will automatically apply brakes?
Yeah. As technology matures, it gets better and better over time, and that's going to be true with cars.
Thanks, Sarah, for your call tonight. Also, another thing that will reduce car accidents, and Mark, you've talked a lot about this, is the Google car, the automatic driving cars. Of course, Uber's working on this. Google's working on it. I imagine all the major car manufacturers are, to some extent or another, working on this technology that will allow cars to communicate with one another. Once there are enough of them on the road together, cars should be able to go faster and be better sort of organized, like a flock of seagulls, you know. One moves, the rest of them move.
Well, what they'll do is they'll get very close to each other,
yeah,
and they'll basically use drafting, like the race cars do,
mm-hmm,
to eliminate, you know, just sort of to make the aerodynamics better.
Yeah, and of course, if it's all computer controlled and all working together, when it works, it should work well. But if some, You know, of course, the big concern, I think, is what happens if the software reboots, or what happens if, you know, what if you get a blue screen of death while you're going 75 miles an hour and you've got other cars all around you? What happens then?
Or what happens when, you know, inevitably the government gets involved in this self-autonomous car technology,
yeah,
and people don't trust it, so therefore they don't adopt it at the rate that they would adopt it otherwise, because they don't want the government having control of their vehicles, which is a fair thing not to want.
How many people really care about that, though?
A small percentage,
yeah.
But the small percentage will be driving 1977 Jimmies,
right,
that are, you know, with bald tires on the road, creating further hazards. So if the government would stay out, the world would have been a safer place, because those people would have adopted. Then again, there'd probably be some nuts to be like, the corporations. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So here's a story from photographyisnotacrime.com. Great website, by the way. I'd recommend folks checking that one out when they get a chance. There's always some neat new stuff being posted there, including lots of video content of police being just generally awful towards photographers. In this case, it's the photographer who's given the police a hard time, and boy, do they deserve it. This is right from New York City, where sanitation cops are going. That's right. They have their own division for sanitation police in
New
York
City. Only
in New
York City.
I bet you there's other cities that have it, but certainly New York, one of the worst. And they are searching through people's trash. And this man walks up on them and has a few choice words for them, which amazingly he manages to keep radio friendly. You'll see how angry this guy is. It's a real challenge, I imagine, to not have said.
He must just be a guy that doesn't cuss.
Yeah, it must be the case here. Here we go. So he walks up on this lady searching through garbage.
Officer, could you tell me why you're taking out garbage from people's houses in order to give tickets? Could you tell me why, officer, are you giving out tickets?
You're not recycling properly.
Now you took...
Okay, that's going to be the last you hear from the officer.
You're not recycling properly.
And the rest of it will be him giving him both barrels verbally.
Out garbage from residence house, where I have a few witnesses behind you, that you took out garbage in order to give summonses. I want to know how you dare do something like that. I think you have a nerve to do something like this. You go to one resident to another in order to take out garbage because you want to give out summonses. You have some nerve. You better get out of here because...
He's pretty angry.
We're only halfway through.
Just screaming at the top of his lungs. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. If you were out on a beautiful sunny day in your neighborhood and you saw some uniformed men and women digging through your neighbor's garbage, how would you react? What would your thought be about that immediately? What would the first thing that came to your mind be?
I think that they were some kind of like terrible criminal.
But they're uniformed.
Right.
Okay. Most criminals don't put on uniforms.
No. That the person whose garbage they're going through.
Oh.
If you're going to spend the time going through someone's garbage, that person is like an international spy.
It's like a drug dealer or something like that.
I mean, they've done something so terrible that you're going to spend, you know, you're going to send three bureaucrats out to go through their garbage? That's a pretty big deal.
Well, I would want to know what the hell's going on, first and foremost, and I would certainly want to grab a video camera to document whatever kind of interaction ended up transpiring between me and these agents. And the man in this case, the photography is not a crime sourced video, is already aware of what these people have done because he's heard it from his neighbors that these people are going around digging through garbage so they can cite people. They can write a citation up for what's the terminology they use? Basically, they're not recycling correctly. They're putting recyclables in the garbage, allegedly. And then the man claims here, you are not recycling properly.
He literally has an accent like that, too.
Here we go. Let's continue with this audio here. And by the way, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help out what we're doing, spreading the ideas of liberty, then please become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join the AMP program for as little as $5 a month, and it makes a huge difference for us when you do that. We really appreciate it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations all across the United States and expand our access globally via satellite and internet. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcasts, and the AMP-only Facebook group. Once again, AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. So we're going to pick up this video just a few moments before we left it off, just for those of you just tuning in. man recording, sadly, vertical video, which is just generally a no-no for people doing videography.
Is, but it seems like, even though I know this, yeah. It seems like when, you know, the pressure's on, I just can't remember to turn it to the side.
It's certainly, you know, you're used to holding your phone vertically, likely is the way you're looking at your phone typically, and so most people probably are just simply used to holding the phone that way and then turning it around to, you know, face whatever they want to record.
But agreed, folks. Vertical video wrong.
You're right. Vertical video is generally considered a faux pas. The horizontal video.
If you're taking video of, say, somebody jumping from a very high location into a, I don't know, a swimming pool, then you might want to use vertical video. But other than that, you shouldn't.
All right. So going on here, though, besides that, the audio is great. And so we're going to continue here with this man haranguing these officers. And I say rightfully so, giving them, you know, quite a bit of his opinion. His 2 cents. He gets him more than 2 cents in here. I'd say 3 or 4 cents worth. Let's go on, though.
Residence house, where I have a few witnesses behind you, that you took out garbage in order to give summonses. I want to know how you dare do something like that. I think you have a nerve to do something like this. You go to one resident to another in order to take out garbage because you want to give out summonses. You have some nerve. You better get out of here because this is going all over social media. You have some nerve to do it down the block to all the neighbors. If that's what you're doing, are you a human person? Who do you think you are? Could you do me a favor? Make sure that...
Now he's approaching one of the other ones. There's at least two or three agents here, and so...
They really don't know what to do with this guy.
I love it.
Everybody in social media should know what you have done. We have witnesses on this block, what you have done. I want to know if you want to continue doing this type of garbage.
This, by the way, is what happens when you turn over garbage collection to the government.
They make it illegal.
Well, right. I mean, look, I had garbage collection when we lived in Sarasota by the city, I guess the county, and the city. And when I lived in the city, I lived in the county, I lived, you know, around. And generally, the cost of garbage collection really isn't different here from the garbage collection you get. I don't pay for it. I just go to the transfer station. I've got a pickup truck, so I'm not going to, you know, pay for it. But... And I have, by the way, a lot of garbage because I've got pigs. So
I feel like it's more expensive here, but I think it's subsidized by the richer properties in Sarasota. I don't remember exactly, but I remember I feel like my garbage total for the year was like $150 of the breakdown on the property taxes.
I thought it was like $20 a month.
Was it? That would still be less. That would still be half the price.
You're paying $40 a month here?
Yeah, I'm paying $45.
I thought it was. I thought you were,
of course, I've got two properties that covers. So.
Well, I mean, now.
But still, even at $20 a month, that would still be more than what I thought that I was paying down there. I thought I was only paying about, you know, $12-15 a month.
I thought you were paying $20. Anyway, let's say that it's you know, generally similar. I do think that there's some efficiencies when you have one organization picking up all the garbage on a given street. There's some efficiencies there, but. The difficulty is that have you ever had to deal with a private trash collection company telling you, I'm sorry, your sticks are too long and they're not bundled together
properly? No, they just take them and get rid
of sorry,
them.
We don't pick up anything that weighs more than 37
pounds. I've never had any problems.
Right. There's nothing like that. They just pick up your garbage and they go.
Yeah.
And customer service is high, even though...
Right, because they know you can go across town to the other guys.
There's no cost savings at all from what I can tell. But the problem is, here's the cost. The cost is, at some point or another, they act like they own you and your whole, you know, habits around what you throw away.
Right. You've literally got agents digging through garbage at the curb in New York City. Let's continue. There's only about 30 seconds left here.
By taking out garbage from people's bags in order to give out guard tickets? How dare you do that? I don't want to stop screaming. I want to continue screaming because you have everybody on the block upset that you have a nerve and you consider yourself an officer. Are you a human person? How dare you do this? All over social media. Everybody's going to know who you are.
Yeah. Give it to them. I got no problem with this. I understand that there's certain group of people out there that think they're probably saying to themselves, those poor poor garbage enforcers. They're just trying to do their jobs, and they have this man harassing, threatening, and intimidating them, telling them to get out of the neighborhood and that no one wants them there. Well, we want them there. We want to make sure our garbage is safe, and we want to make sure people are following the rules, and they're just doing their jobs.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are people that are saying that. There are people that are saying that, you know, what we need in this world to make sure that the other people throw their garbage away properly is we need garbage police. I just don't want to pay for it. I'm just not interested in it. If you can't come up with a garbage system that's good enough that people will use it, then, you know, let's find other ways to incentivize people. It'd be cheaper to pay people to sort their garbage than pay for a policing organization that's going to force them to.
Well, there is that perspective, Mark, but then that wouldn't benefit the police. I mean, to them, this is revenue. They need to write these tickets. They need to find violations in order to hand out a bunch of tickets so they can pay the cost of having their parking, or I mean, their garbage enforcers. And, of course, I'm referencing parking enforcement because this is awfully familiar to me with the bureaucrats here in Keene, New Hampshire, claiming that the Robin Hooders here in Keene, people who fill parking meters people with expired meters will go and fill them. And just sort of as a charitable thing to do, there's a group of people in town who hate Robin Hood of Keene, and they love the parking enforcers, and they say the same crap, like, oh, they're just doing their jobs. We need to have them there. And let me tell you, not once has any parking enforcer in Keene ever had to go up against someone this angry. I know of from the Robin Hood of Keene. Maybe there's somebody who parked their car that they dealt with who was this angry, but there's no video that I've seen of that. So they claim that we're harassing and threatening and intimidating their workers. And by the way, there's a Supreme Court case that's still yet to happen. We're still waiting to go back to the Supreme Court.
Even the city of Keene is harassing and intimidating you with
court cases?
You know, court cases?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do, because that's what government does. But there's a certain amount of people out there who give us no end of criticism. And I mean within the liberty movement, there are people out there who hate the activists in Keene because we've called these parking enforcers out, some of us, and we've let them know how we feel. Hey, I think what you're doing is wrong. I think that what you're doing is extortion. You're hurting peaceful people. You're stealing cars from people. I don't yell it at the top of my lungs, but I have absolutely told these bureaucrats what I think of their job. And you know what? It's within my rights to do that, and I don't care what people think about it. Because I think if more folks did what this guy does and gave these people a hard time every time they showed up on the block, they might just decide to go to a different block.
In all likelihood, they would.
Yeah. So I think people need to give these bureaucrats feedback.
Or they'll come back in force.
They need. There's three of them there already. They need to get feedback from people. That let them know you don't appreciate what they're doing and get it on video. Better yet, get to New Hampshire where we can all get together and run these people out of town. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.